We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Rob. How you doing, Rob?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. A hard-fought win over a good Elon team, 17-10 on Saturday. What pleased you most about the way your team played?
I think, you know, you phrase it up. I mean, you know, the CAA, we always speak about it every week. You know, you better be strapped, and you never know how those games are going to unfold. But it was, you know, I thought a very well-played football game, both teams. You know, it was back and forth. There was some extremely physical play, and I was just really pleased that, you know, we were able to manage it down to, you know, one play that makes a difference. You know, I mean, they all make a difference, they're the same, but the way the game unfolds, how it goes back and forth, you know, there's some good and there's some bad, but I thought it was a well-played game on both sides, and we're able to make a play that, you know, that was able to get us the lead late, and then we're able to, you know, manage the rest of it and be able to kill the clock. And, you know, so I thought it was a clean fundamental game, and I was pleased about the way the kids prepared and played.
First question this morning from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, congratulations on the win. A word about Jared Martin, named co-CAA Defensive Player of the Week. He had the big pick six for you.
Yeah, you know, a lot of words about Jared. You know, I mean, he came in as a free safety, if you can believe it. And, you know, we kind of found out that he had some twitch as an edge player, as a scout team player when we got him in here after he transferred in from Bryant. But, you know, he'd been a kid that we know has ability, but he'd been fairly inconsistent throughout the first part of the season. I think he really buckled down and started to embrace the practice principles that were necessary for him to, you know, put himself in position. And then, as he recognized in the post-game press conference, you know, was able to take that coach and put himself in the right spot and really just read a quarterback and was able to step in front of a, you know, a throw that I would have made. I mean, it wasn't like it was, you know, he was looking like he was going to take a crosser, but saw the quarterback come back and caught it and scored, and, you know, couldn't be happier for him. And then adding on to the other productivity he had, he's a kid that has ability, and we got to continue to develop him so we get it each and every week.
If I could follow up, Rob, Coach, talk about that second half and the defense on both sides of the ball. One offensive score in the second half. You guys pitched a shutout. Just talk about two very good defensive teams battling it out.
Yeah, you know, you sit there and you look at it as a defensive coach. You know, you always look at the third down, you know, the third down efficiency. And you know, we were, I think that Elon was 5 of 8 in the first half, you know, going into it. And then we ended up getting, you know, gave up 0 first downs on third down conversions. I thought that, you know, we were able to, you know, we were able to make sure we held onto the ball, which was a huge piece. You know, we had the big turnover early, but didn't, you know, they didn't score points off of it. You know, we had a nice fourth down stop, you know, in a plus territory. And, you know, unfortunately we didn't pick up points off of that either, but, you know, our offense stayed in it. And then we steadily made a really nice drive late to be able to go in there and put it into the tie-in score. And then of course the defense did the rest.
Coach, a word about Monmouth coming up on Saturday at Monmouth.
Just a word? I mean, is there a question
true,
there?
No. True or false, Coach?
All right, there's my word. All right. Kevin Callahan's the head coach. You know, he's got
more than one word. I'm sorry.
incredible talent on the offensive side. Big gnarly offensive line. You know, I think the receiver core is good. The running back is special. The quarterback makes plays. He moves around and does nice things, and they've got a challenging scheme. You know, defensively, you know, they've got, you know, they've been giving up some points, but they're running around, they're physical, and they're aggressive, and I think their kicking game is solid. We've got, you know, got our hands full. We got to go down there. We got to, you know, play in a stadium we haven't been in before, you know, unfamiliar surroundings, a homecoming game. And we just got to, you know, focus on us improving, you know, on the things we didn't do well last weekend. And, you know, and that really becomes the name of the game in college football at this time of year. You know, you can play at a reasonable level, but you need to get better. And the amount of improvement that you can make requires an incredible amount of hard work. And that's kind of where we're at. We got plenty of things to fix and get better at. And we got to go down and play our best, as we will the rest of the way. To take care of Monmouth.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Jim, your next question from Kyle Kenzie. Go ahead, Kyle.
On Saturday, you were mentioning some of the program alumni being in the building there, and you know, guys that helped build up the program. And kind of in that vein, I wanted to ask about going back to 2014 when you took the job. What was it about Rhode Island that was attractive to you and made sense as a place to go and get back into head coaching?
Well, I think you know, unless you're in an exclusive group of people, head coaching jobs choose you, you know, and I don't think, you know, anybody can sit there and say, hey, I'm not taking that head coaching job. If that's what you want to do and be a head coach, you know, you get an opportunity to take it, you know, and I've never been one to look at a job and say, hey, that's just not doable. If I had looked at it, probably, but I looked at it and thought that it was not doable. I mean, when you look at the history, you looked at the investment, you looked at what the, where it was when we took over, but you know, it's been a steady progress, and there's a lot of kids, you know, that have been through our same program with limited amounts of success. And that's what makes it very rewarding on a homecoming game when you see 2014 guys all the way through now, you know, that come back and understand they paid the price too, didn't get the victories, but they're certainly taking a lot of pride in the program, the way it's developed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question from Ania Khan. O'Khan. Good morning, Ania.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. You talked earlier about there being things that you guys need to improve on. Is there anything specific that comes to mind?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't think we blocked worth the darn on the perimeter during the course of the game. You know, our wide receivers were not blocking to the potential that they have. You know, I thought that, you know, obviously the ball security, you know, we have to be smarter. You know, Edley had a nice play and spin out. And when the spin comes, you lose the security of the ball and we put it on the ground. So those things need to continually address. You look at, you know, a stupid penalty on a punt return that took back, I think it was a 40 or 50 yard return that we came back on a very, you know, stupid penalty. And just be told, you don't push someone in the back, you know, Ed, make that guy miss. You know, kickoff return, you know, we've got the cracks. We're a couple of blocks away. So, I mean, you know, they're, when you start digging into the film, there's so many little details that we need to do better if we think we have a chance to beat Mama. And, you know, that's going to be, you know, what our focus is on. You continue to highlight where we did not perform well and structure practice and drills to be able to make sure they're better for the next time we take the field, which is this Saturday versus Mama.
Thank you.
Jim, obviously Jared had the play that everybody will talk about, but maybe talk about the plays that Evan Stewart made on those fourth downs, seven tackles in the game, but the two big pass breakups that he had.
Yeah, I mean, those were huge, particularly the last one. That was a great one. I mean, it wasn't an incredible play or anything. There was some good pressure on the quarterback. He threw it up in a must-get situation. He knocked it away very, very easily. But, you know, I thought he did well. And I don't want to leave the conversation, but I kind of do. You know, I also thought, you know, the way Kasim ran the ball at the end of the game right now was really convincing. I thought, you know, he picked up two incredible first downs at a time that we really needed them and limited the opportunity for Elon to get the ball back. And if that had happened, who knows how the thing would end.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Between the yards Kasim was able to get and then, you know, Marcus Shields with another good game. When you know that it's going to be a defensive type struggle game, how big was that stretch to be able to close it out there at the end of the last 5 minutes?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, you know, when Murph called down, you know, it was third and six, and he said, you want to get a first down, you want to run it and keep the clock running. I said, no, we need the first down. And so the first run that he had when he extended on the sideline, you know, that was a called pass play. It just, you know, it broke down and he found an opening and got out and got the first down. And then the second first down he picked up was just, you know, straight, you know, he had one where they were taking away the back and he got a 30 or 40 yard completion. But the two before that, but the two before that were really, you know, big time effort plays, and he is a 225-30 pound guy, was grinding his legs pretty good. So I was really proud of the way that finished. It finished very clean, and when you're able to take, you know, what it was, 4 minutes and 53 seconds of agony off the clock by just continuing to run it. It's a absolute dream come true. When I'm sitting there asking people, all right, can we take a knee yet? Can we take a knee yet? You know, we got all these little charts and no one knows how to read the damn thing, you know, but you know, we got them all figured out. You know, that analytics really is outstanding nowadays, but I still can't, I can count to 40, maybe add it up a little bit, but not very well.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. All right.